He's live from his mother's basement in Los Angeles. Our 400-pound celebrity insider and entertainment lawyer. It's NT Lawyer on Katie and Ed.
NT!
Hola!
How are you?
I am doing well, Edward. How are you?
Oh, you know what? I'm happy as a clam right now.
Yeah, he got a speeding ticket yesterday.
Okay, you know what?
So like the automated one or like some RCMP dude pulled you over?
It's the automated one. You know what? I have never gotten one of those cool frameable speeding tickets in my entire life.
I love that people in the U.S. just assume every cop is an RCMP officer in Canada. Anti-lawyer, our celebrity insider, joining us once again on this lovely Friday. We have a lot to talk about. First of all, you're 2 for 2 in 2021. First, you called it that Chrissy Teigen would be back on Twitter, and magically, there she was. And then just a couple weeks ago, you were like, oh yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if J-Lo and Ben Affleck started hanging out again. And guess what happened?
Well, I told you guys. I mean, and look what happened. They one picture where, you know, J-Lo has conveniently rolled down the window for the photographer so that way everybody could see that it was her and not some other, you know, nanny / you know, TikTok Raya, why did you unfriend me kind of person for Ben.
Yeah.
Did you see that video? Like,
I saw it.
Katie saw it, of course. You know, Why did you unmatch me? And all of a sudden, Ben Affleck, you know, like crying to this girl because she unmatched him or whatever because she didn't believe it was Ben Affleck, even though they were on Raya. Anyway, yes, like I said, I mean, what's going to get you the most publicity other than Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt getting back together? There is no combination on this earth that will get you more publicity, more covers, more tabloids, more paparazzi following you to give you the opportunity to throw water on them than Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez.
I mean, look, I when you said it to us, I thought, yeah, maybe, but like, it'll be months from now. It's like 2 weeks later.
Yeah.
What can I say? Publicists listen to me. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Amazing.
We're on with our celebrity insider, Anti-Lawyer, exclusive to Katie and Ed. And Anna Faris, she can't stop talking about her relationship or lack thereof with Chris Pratt. Why? Why?
Well, first of all, Anna Faris has got a podcast. It's actually a pretty decent podcast. Not as good as mine, but it's good. And I think that what Anna is doing is, you know, she left mom rather abruptly. Because of some issues that she was going through. And I think that she's talking through some of those issues that she had been talking through with perhaps a therapist or something like that. But she essentially is just saying, hey, you know, I'm tired of being quiet about this. My first husband, I had to divorce him because he cheated on me. Chris Pratt, I had to divorce him because he cheated on me. And the implication is essentially not that he just cheated with Jennifer Lawrence when they were filming that movie, but that he was cheating on her constantly. You know, even before they got engaged, because she didn't want to even marry him because of the fact that he was cheating on her so much. She felt like it was the right thing to do. It's similar to a Jessica Biel, Justin Timberlake, where, okay, yeah, cheating on me again. Oh, let's get married. You know, cheating on me again. Oh, I guess I didn't expect that to happen. You know, it's the same kind of thing. I mean, Jessica Biel's parents were like, please, you cannot come to us anymore with any more Justin Timberlake cheating on me stories. You just can't. You're a grown woman. Just if you're going to stay with him, then you're just going to have to deal with it. I think it's the same kind of thing. Anna Faris obviously didn't go to her parents and complaining about it, but, you know, she just, everybody expected, oh, you got engaged, so now you're going to get married. And she's engaged now. And I wonder if she's like, should I go through with this again? Am I going to get cheated on again? Kind of thing. And then when she and Chris had their son together, then obviously, you know, that kind of, you know, kept her around longer than perhaps she would have been if they didn't have children together and put up with more than she would have if they, you know, hadn't had children together. So, you know, I get she's just talking about it, but she's not coming straight out and saying, hey, you know, he was cheating on me. She's just kind of saying, I was forced into it. You know, my hand was forced. And it's kind of her way. I wouldn't doubt that at some point she's going to just come out and say everything that happened, which would be, I think the only thing that holds her back from that is that they do share a child together. And she doesn't want to trash her son's dad.
Sure.
And have that out in the world. You know, she's not a Travis Barker or Shannon Mochler. So she doesn't right. want to do that. You know, and have the world know that her dad is a serial cheater and a horrible human being.
So wait, anti-lawyer, are you saying that Chris Pratt, if he's a cheater, like, is he cheating on his current wife, Catherine?
You know, I haven't actually heard that he is. But I think that Catherine sticks by him as much as possible. It was hard when she was, 8 months pregnant or whatever, but she sticks by him because I think that she knows. And look what her dad is a serial cheater. So, she kind of comes from that and knows, okay, well, he's an actor. He's probably going to have sex with everybody he meets on set, just like my dad did, or the nanny because, he couldn't get out to a movie set. He was bored. And so he said, hey, let's have sex. Oh, here's my kid.
Wow. Okay. Anti-lawyer, our celebrity insider, we got to know about the Tristan Thompson cease and desist. What is happening here?
Okay. So basically for the entire NBA season, your Canadian boy, Tristan, has been banging a woman named Sydney Chase. And this goes completely against what the whole keeping with the Kardashians, storyline. Chloe and Tristan, we're trying to have a baby. I'm trying to have another baby. I'm trying to have another baby. He's such a lovely guy. Oh my gosh, we've overcome so much. And, meanwhile, he's over at Sydney Chase every single chance he gets from November, basically up until, April 12th or 13th or something like that. And then Chloe is in her DMs saying, this is Chloe. We don't know exactly what Chloe said because Sydney erased everything. But just to prove that Chloe did DM her. Now, here's the kicker. Sydney goes on a podcast and says all of this and then supposedly gets a cease and desist letter. Sydney said that she didn't get one. But the lawyer for Tristan, which is interesting because Tristan has two lawyers. Tristan has a lawyer that he actually uses and employs. The lawyer that supposedly sent Sydney the cease and desist is Marty Singer, who is not Tristan's lawyer, but is the Kardashians' lawyer.
Interesting.
So when Sydney says, I did not get a cease and desist from Tristan's lawyer, she's telling the truth. Because it's not Tristan's lawyer, it's Chloe's lawyer, who's just because, Sydney is just doing this thing. And this is the thing with the Kardashians, and I will die on my hill for this, is that every single one of those women over there will trash the living hell out of any woman they can without looking in the mirror and saying, perhaps I need to be yelling at the guy. Perhaps I need to be yelling at Tristan. Perhaps I need to be yelling at Scott. Perhaps I need to be yelling at whoever for cheating on me rather than the woman. Sydney said as soon as she knew that Tristan wasn't single, she broke up with him. She's lying, of course, because buddy who can Google anybody knows that Tristan is with Chloe. And, but at the same time, why are we trashing Sydney? Why are we trashing Jordan Woods? Why are we trashing any of these other women? Why are we not trashing the guy?
Yeah.
Who's doing it?
Yeah.
But that's such a classic case, even in non-celebrity, love triangle cheating stories, right? The women always go for the women. It's like your man is the one that cheated.
Yes. He's the one who made the initiative. He's the one who went and did it. He's the one who hid it from you for 6 months or 5 months.
Yeah.
Why are we trashing? What happened to, all for one and, women supporting women? That's not how it works in the Kardashian house. Not at all.
No.
And it's the same thing with Kylie when Travis Scott cheats. Okay, there was this time, I don't think I've talked about it on here, but Travis Scott has this weird fetish where he gets women to dress up in wife beater shirts before he has sex with them. Anyway, so there's this reporter that had this story, and for some reason the Inquirer or whatever wouldn't publish it, so they gave it to me, so I published it. And then somebody kind of also wrote about it after I wrote about it, and they got a cease and desist from the Kardashians for writing about it. From the Kardashians, not from Travis Scott. It's
yeah.
like
yeah.
I don't understand. Travis Scott's his own man. Why can't he send a cease and desist? Why is it the Kardashians that are sending cease and desist for Travis Scott stories? That's not the way this works. They're such a mess of a family.
Speaking of fetishes,
does Travis Scott wear that Batman outfit when he cheats?
I forgot about the Batman outfit. He's got this round bed, and it's
a long, convoluted story. But the whole point is that he didn't send out a cease and desist. It's the Kardashians sending it out for him because, God, you know, we got to blame the women and we got to protect Travis at all, you know, costs.
I mean, you know how it goes. The Kardashians and the Jenners, they can do no wrong. So it must be the fault of the women.
Yeah, I guess.
It's sick, you know, and I can't wait till, you know, Kim and this whole stealing the statue from Italy thing kind of really takes hold in the psyche of the world press.
Okay. We're on with our celebrity insider, NT lawyer, and Josh Duggar got caught doing something that, like, to be completely honest, I thought we all already knew about. I thought this was already old news.
He's so gross.
What's going on with this guy?
Well, here's the thing is that, you know, the child molester, child porn, fraudster, trickster, Ponzi schemer, horrible person,
yeah,
you know, who, by the way, is having another child, and they announced it, you know, 2 weeks ago. Ugh. Congratulations, dude.
It's like their seventh kid or something like that, right?
I know.
They have
their seventh
so
kid for him
kids.
To molest. So back in November of 2019, his auto shop, not shop, like used car sales thing was raided by the feds. And everybody knew at that time that it was child porn related. And it was Homeland Security, not the FBI. And Homeland Security deals with international trafficking. And, it wasn't the FBI, which was kind of shocking that it was Homeland Security, because then it gives this international kind of twist to it.
Yeah.
And then it kind of went away. But COVID came, right? So that's kind of the reason. And finally, he was arrested. And in court, he was in court earlier this week to argue for bail, which he got. I can't believe he got bail. But anyway, he got bail. But the Homeland Security investigator said it was in the top five worst child porn images, videos he has ever seen in his entire, like, 20 or 30 year career.
Wow.
Gross.
So that's how bad it was. And, you know, they found these images on his computer. And here's the thing. Because of the fact that he, you know, cheated on, you know, with Ashley Madison, he molested his sisters and all of this, he had something on his computer called the Covenant program or something like that. So as soon as he say, let's goes to Pornhub, Anna, his wife, gets a message that Josh is searching porn. And so that way it's a way to call him out on it.
Yeah.
Right.
He had rigged up a separate computer through a Linux system or something like that. So that way it wouldn't trigger that and Anna would never know. And so he had all these images and on the desktop that he would use for looking at all this child porn, the worst child porn this guy's ever seen, you know, was a screenshot of Anna and their kids or something like that. Was the homepage. And, you know, it's just, he is a horrible human being. Horrible, horrible. And it's just the whole background and the whole organization that the family belongs to is just, it's ripe for that. Because what happens is, this organization, which, by the way, like Jim Bob, his dad, was just at a meeting at a convention that, like, on the Wednesday, 2 days before Josh got arrested, is they preached, hey, here's one of the things. If you're a mom and you're washing, you know, you're bathing your children and you let the girls get out of the tub naked, like when they're 2 and 3 years old, and you let the older male children see that, it is your fault when those girls get raped by their older brother.
Wow.
That is the number one tenet. They blame the moms for anything like that. And they say it is your fault. And if it does happen, you never go to the police. You never do anything. You keep it in the house, in the
right.
family.
Yeah.
And you keep it. And that's exactly this environment that he grew up in. When he went to rehab, you know, after they found out he was molesting kids. And remember, we didn't find out about the molesting the kids until many years after it happened. You know, they sent him to this counseling of this organization. I think it's IBLP or something, like Institute for Life Ministries or something like that. And he went to that and essentially they said, you know, it's your sister's fault for not dressing modestly in front of you and all of this kind of stuff. So it's perfectly acceptable for you to you know, act out on these thoughts because they didn't keep chaste.
Yeah. What a piece of garbage.
Oh, God.
So gross.
I wish this stuff wouldn't be. I mean, like, I get that it needs to be reported, but at this point, why even bother with this guy anymore? Why give him any more news coverage for anything?
Oh,
yeah.
But get this. This organization was dying a natural death on its own.
Yeah.
And then when they showed up on TLC, their membership exploded. This organization just exploded. They can't keep the members away. I mean, that's how many people are joining because TLC, even though they knew this horrible organization, they only showed like positive things. And remember, Josh was the star of the show.
Yeah.
The first several years.
Okay. Anti-lawyer, you are our celebrity insider specializing in your blind items. So you post these on your site all the time and you give us some like exclusive to the show. So what do you got for us today?
I got one. okay. So everybody knows, I'm not even going to code this one. Everybody knows that Wendy Williams enjoys a little drink while she's hosting her show, perhaps something more.
And a little fart.
And, you know, she has been known to be wasted while she's doing her show, all this kind of stuff. Okay.
It doesn't come off that way.
But it's still the best talk show you got to watch.
Yeah.
Anyway, but she has a new challenger. And it is somebody that has essentially a brand new talk show. And he is a singer / new talk show host who apparently... loves to get wasted while he's doing the show and thinks it gives him a better performance. And he was an A-list singer.
You said he has a talk show or he's getting a talk
brand
show?
New. It's brand new.
Oh, my God.
But he has practiced on social media.
Okay. I know who this is about.
No,
you're gonna disappoint him. This is his number one.
No, not my, not my bae. Look, no,
he doesn't. This is your man crush.
Are you
so disappointed?
When you say wasted, do you mean the green stuff or brown party liquor?
I mean, I think it's a little bit of both.
I can't take it.
Does this this talk show host, A-list singer, like to date 19-year-old blonde country singers?
Stop it.
he would probably date anything that walked.
Come on, you guys. Stop it.
Including Ed.
Yes, according to another blind. Thank you.
All
yeah,
right.
Great.
NT Lawyer, you're the best. Thank you, as always. We'll talk to you next week.
Uh-huh.
Have a great weekend.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.